Hey, welcome, welcome to the Wagwan Show. It's going to be a different show today. I got a subject I want to tackle. I hope you're here to tackle it with me. But, you know, let's start off with some music. And we're gonna ask some questions. I'm looking for some answers. But right now, I'm going to drop a little bit of something. And you can think about it. Think about it because it's going to be the conversation of the evening. Later on, we'll have Janet Unmoved Lovely coming in. All right. Poetic Sam, CRS Radio. We are on the Wagwan Show. Yeah, that was an instrumental version of Get Up, Stand Up, My Fool. We're trying to get a few things going on here, so just bear with us for a minute. But we're still here. We never leave. This is TRS Radio, Poetic Slam, trying to get my co-host hooked up. Janet Lumley's on the line, but, you know, I'm not going to say anything until she's hooked up. So we trying it. So be patient, my people, while we keep, you know, Mama's Day just gone, but let me say, dear mama. Still.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Thinking elementary, hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police, that's right, mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside, and even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy, trying to raise a man, you always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare, tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweetie?
Dear mama.
Baby, place no one above you, sweetie.
You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you.
Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given, and mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone, you're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you,
and dear mama,
baby, no one above you,
you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
that was Tupac talking about mama and the kind of mama he had and the kind of mama that there is. We know that there's some real good mamas in the world. I saw something on Facebook today. And, of course, the land, the island called Jamaica. This little boy was in school, and he proceeded to disrespect the teacher because she's trying to tell him to keep quiet. He was basically challenging her. Anything she said, he challenged her to whatever she said and answered back, and she slapped him, which everybody knows that's one of the things you don't do with these kids nowadays. You don't hit them, regardless of what's going on. But my big question is, and I can't wait for Janet to jump in on this, my big question is, have we totally lost our kids because of this system that is set up that says you can't discipline them? They're not getting disciplined at home. They get sent to school, and it's like the worst thing that gets sent to school. I would really like to hear some thoughts on it. You know, I put it over to my friends on Facebook, and some of them said, well, one of the friends said, he would have to get taught at home. He could never come back to a class. And I think that's one of the options. Twins of Twins made his point. I haven't listened to his podcast. I really like his podcast. I really like it, Taylor. I think I'm going to, you know, Janet and I have been talking about developing something like that, you know, especially for today's type of show, where he's saying that these are the kids we have. And he didn't even have to say that. I already knew that. These are the kids we have to look after us tomorrow. We're dead. We're dead. There's nothing. We're dead under the water. It's grave. It's grave to see what's going on. And, you know, the higher-ups have something to do with it in the sense that they let certain things just rotten. You can't even pick up the rotted stuff anymore. It's no good. You can't pick it up. You try to pick it up, it's just going to fall apart. What is going on with the black community? What is going on with the children? What is going on with the teachers? Very thin line. Yeah, it's...
the meanest woman in the world.
If you
she keep being quiet. She might be holding something inside
that'll really, really hurt you one day.
Here I am laying in the hospital, bandaged from feet to head, in a state of shock, just that much from being dead. A woman would do something like this to me. I didn't think the girl had a nerve. Here I am. I guess action speaks louder than words.
Thin, thin line between love and hate. And that's what happens with these. We're adults, and they're letting the children rule. And the children can't rule. They don't know enough to rule, you know. It's just sad what's going on right now, you know. It's really, really sad. I don't know how we're going to, but we have to find some way to fix it. We have to bring about a better, a very, very different environment with what we have going on right now. It's not looking good. It's not looking good at all. That little boy was just totally challenging, you know. And some of the things that people think it's funny, like, for example, putting it on TV and thinking it's funny, it's not funny. It's just not funny. So we got to, you know, we got to find a way to change what we have, you know. We got to find a way. We got to find a way to do it. We can't keep living in sweet lies, as Barry said, sweet lies. Sierra's Radio, Poetic Time on the Wild Line Show, trying to put Janet as my co-host. It's a trying time.
Jack is a Mac and he comes around every Monday. Oh, Tuesday and Wednesday, every day of the week. And even though I try to tell you that I love you from the bottom of my heart, you had no place for me. So Valentina, you fell for one of them sweet lies. The kind you don't say you wanna believe. When the heart must hear you, while the brain is saying, and you're weak in the knees. Another sweet lie. The kind you don't say you wanna believe. When the heart's in doubt, you got to stay out. Now the wine and the roses stop running around some time ago, but you won't admit that so. You pretend. I know it's hard to look your best, wearing the same old shabby dress, so you stay at home waiting by the phone for another of them sweet lies. The kind you don't still you wanna believe now. When the heart's not hearing, while the brain is praying, and you're weak in the knees, another sweet lie. The kind you don't still you wanna believe now. When the heart's in doubt, you should know to stay out of it. When you see me, we're coming.
goodness gracious. This part will give you the creep. Don't make your heart bleed. Say it one time.
What I don't see, heart don't see. What you don't care to my heart is no fair.
Yeah! What I don't see, don't let your heart bleed. Never let this one give you the creep. Yeah! Shake it up and move it all over.
The further you climb, the harder you drop.
Take your time till you reach the top.
Better take your time till you reach the top.
Yeah! Don't be like Humpty Dumpty, who sat on the wall and have a great fall.
Better take your time till you reach, my friend.
Hold your tongue, brother, hold your tongue. Say it again. Yeah! I tell you about it.
Do what you may. Say what you will, cause you are the one who's really gonna pay the bill.
You're the one who's gonna pay the bill. Down to your people and chill. Try to be cool and don't be nobody's fool. Come to school and get out your musical tools.
The further you climb, the harder you drop.
Say it again.
You better take your time till you reach the top.
Yeah.
You walk too far, you'll have to walk again.
Never try to do that.
Better take your time till you reach, my friend.
Say that you don't need no walking stick. This one is exclusively grabbing. Grab it like a rabbit.
Do baba do baba day. Do baba do baba day.
Wow!
Do what you may. Say what you will, cause you are the one who's really gonna pay. My dream last night was about Alibaba, he's a 43 years tall, tall, the piper's son. He was there with me. I rode through a valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess was there to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. The three blind mice was there with me to tell the teddy bear today. The teddy bear came smiling there with a big smile. The little Bo Peep has lost her sheep last night. My dream last night was about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tong, Tong, the piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through a valley with the princess by my.
Oh yeah, conscious wanting reggae, reggae, woo, eh? Reggae, 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 woo, eh? And when the reggae find you gone, when the reggae find you dead, here's the music that my play from my day. And when the reggae find you gone, the reggae find you dead, woo, eh? And when the reggae find you gone, when the reggae find you dead, here's the music that my play. When the reggae find you gone, when the reggae find you dead, oh, hey, it's like
get the wild, wild west. Them off we bring back on the park now. Show them the fierce dumb with them gonna blast. It's like them never learn a lesson from the teacher world past. And on the top of them, on them dead beyond the past. There is a love and unity, cause I'm a promoter. I rock to them my heart, and I'm a boss to them my lord. I talk about them before, some them girls are breaking cars. It's like them all forgot about my little jar to cross. I will never bring it from your gun, bring it from your dead. It's like music to my play from what they do. I will never bring it from your gun, bring it from your dead. I will never bring it from your gun, bring it from your dead. It's like music to my play from what they do. I will never bring it from your gun, bring it from your dead. Do not see your pure snitches. These guys some DJs, them no get the picture. Them a rock and a show off, and a talk of who richer. Things could a better rate, your music could a picture. Them a walk a double rate, too much music won't take off. Killing out with icons, super much them get rid of. I'm talking to the readers and the one that's in the media. When me reggae gone, do you ever consider? When the reggae find your God, when the ring is on the day, feels like music to my play from what day. So when the ring is on the day, when the ring is on the day, oh, 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 hey.
A little bit of money just to stay alive. When hungry a bite me say never night. So me have to get a ticket on the morning flight. Me got bills to pay and kids to feed. Rent time I come up all the life basically free. Anyway for you me ends up with me. But you me no beg no borrow no they never see. Me stop bad mind ungrateful. But the heart and bad mind is no playful. Painful, Mr. Bad Mind Ungrateful, dirty not time bad mind, you no pay full. Them a keep away picking your car, them a tool. Well, oh God, it's so painful. No, me really concerned. I'm contemplating about the system where the victim, you are hope you're listening. You see your bird upon him face and you're laughing. Oh God, send down my blessing, so I can have an act to give away, so they get so youth never stray. So one watch me, one judge me, one chat me, while I'm working for better days. Mr. Bad Mind ungrateful, the heart and bad mind me no pay full. Them a look away to kill your car, them a fool. Well, oh God, it's so painful. Mr. Bad Mind ungrateful, the heart and bad mind me no pay full. Them a look away to kill your car, them a fool. Well, oh God, it's so painful. Me no say them a penny we, penny we. Wanna get rid of we, them want put we in the cemetery, cemetery. Them really want to bury we, them want to bury we, bury we. Wanna get rid of we, them want put we in the cemetery, cemetery. Them really want to bury we. Mr. Bad Mind ungrateful, but the heart and bad mind in your faithful. Them a look away to kill your car, them a fool. Well, oh God, it's so painful. Mr. Bad Mind ungrateful, but the heart and bad mind in your faithful. Them a look away to kill your car, them a fool.
I will be interviewing Kimmy Chick out of Kenya. She's got a lot of music. She's got a lot of stuff going on. You don't want to miss that. Tune in on Saturday, okay? And you'll hear. I played her before, but I want to play her more. And look all over Facebook for the advertisement for her. The one Kimmy chick out of Kenya. Here we go. Empress Harmony, Sad Moon. Yeah, here's my guest. My guest, you know, we're here for a minute. It was a little bit of a challenge there, wasn't it? We challenged, but we will overcome our challenges that come our way, right? Right? Right, sis?
Yeah, and you know what? I do love challenges because that's the only way you're going to learn, you know, to overcome obstacles. Yeah, when you have to. So I don't mind challenges, you know. I'm always in a learning mode. So I'm up for challenges at any time.
All right. That's
yes.
How it goes. So even if the man take you to a sad movie, that's a challenge, but we're going to let it roll. Yes, Kimmy Chick will be here on Saturday. She'll be here, and I'll be interviewing her loud and clear, straight out of Kenya. Get some surprises.
Drowning in your love,
drowning in your love.
Losing every
Kimmy Chick, it's correction. He's going to be here next week. He's going to be here making up for what he didn't get. So we're going to have lots of, oh, here we go. Correction dream. Out of Canada, via Jamaica, but we don't care where the music come from. CIS Radio, Wagwan Show, and our Saturday show, we have it all.
I pledge to be my faithfulness, to hold you with all tenderness, to love you forevermore, for better and forward. In the presence of God I bow, baby, do I know, put your trust in me.
I'm the co-host and Poetic Sam. So this evening, I'll be taking the show until 9 p.m. And my host will be listening in. So I'll be on, you know, for weeks now. I've been here with him. So now, you know, he's challenging me. He used that word before. So now is my test.
Yes.
The challenge, you know. I will be at the odd times be the host. He will be the co-host, and we'll be, you know, doing that for some time. So, yes, I'll be bringing on some songs. And guess what? If you're a new artist and you're looking for some exposure, you're looking to get out there, please, please reach out to us. We're going to have an email for you specifically for that, where you can send in your request. If you, even if you have a request, it doesn't matter where in the world you are. Poetic Sam, how many stations are, what's the audience for this platform? You know?
2.5 million,
okay.
Not 1,000, 5 million okay. World over. We're Europe.
Okay, guys. So
Africa.
We're big.
Right?
Right? We're huge.
Yeah.
And we just
we're
need,
huge.
You know, every Thursday evening, we're here from 7 to 9 p.m. We it's not rehearsed. It's not a rehearsed program. What we
That's
do,
right.
We just bring it as it is. I'm Jeanette Lumley. I'm out of Toronto, Canada, and Sam is out of Florida. I think what is it? Tampa Bay, Tampa.
Tampa Bay.
Okay. Yes.
Of the Bay.
So you know.
Of the water.
Yeah. Great. Yes, we believe in collaboration. You know, so. We decided to collaborate on here, you know, to bring you what's happening with us, whether it's in Florida, whether it's in Toronto, whether wherever we can get current affairs, we will definitely share it with you, right?
Yes, and my current affair today before she got on was, I saw this video on Facebook where, and I got it in a voice note at first, the little boy was at school, teacher told him to keep quiet, and he challenged the teacher. He really challenged the teacher. She hit him. Some people say it's wrong that she should hit him. But, you know, when we used to go to school, we got hit. We got hit real hard. I remember a teacher soaking the cane in the water overnight so he could whip me with it the next day or any one of us that he caught. Okay?
I'm sorry.
We
that is abuse.
Right, and now somebody is slapping somebody and says, keep quiet, and that's major abuse. They call the cops on you, parents come over and want to fight and stuff like that. But this little boy was really challenging the teacher. So my question to the audience was, do you think we're losing our children? Or what are we going to have to take care of us when we get older if this is how they're acting right now?
I'm not sure if we're losing them. I guess, again, it has to do with parenting, you know, the home that they're coming out from, how they deal with situations like those in their home, right? So if that child, I'm not saying that it's a good thing that the child challenged. And when you say challenge a teacher, what did the child do?
Well, what the child did was the child, the teacher said, shut up. He said, it's my mouth. You can't shut me up. And it's my mouth, and I can open it anytime. And she was, everything she told him to do, he had a rebuttal to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of challenge I'm talking about.
Well, in that case, too, it could be A, where he's told by parent to reply back in that case.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because sometimes what happens as a parent, there's a situation that goes on in the school, and it, you know, parents will address it all the time. Teachers don't do anything about it. The parent knows that things are happening in the school system. Nothing is done about it. So you will tell your child, you know what, if you go to school and anything like this occurs, don't hesitate to challenge them, right? Maybe, hold is a child.
He looks like around between the ages of 10, maybe 12. Nowadays, you can't tell, but he's small boy. But I'd say, I don't think he's over 12 years old.
Okay. So I would not say that we're losing them because, you know, as adults, as you know, coming out of Jamaica, you know, we know that it takes a village to raise a child. And remember, when we're in that community, we can't pass Mr. Joe and don't say good morning. We can't pass Mr. Joe and don't say good evening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you cannot do anything out of the way because they spank you And on top of that, when you go home, you get another spanking on top of it. So it depends on the home, depends on what the child was told. So I'm not saying that we're losing it. It's just that as a teacher, I don't believe that the teacher should have hit that child. Because obviously sometimes you're told to hit back.
Well, the thing about it is you don't know. You don't know. For her as well, she's like taking it from me. He said, the little boy make a statement like, that's why no man don't want you. You know, things like those. I mean, hurtful.
That's going a little bit too far.
That's what I'm saying. The challenge. Damaging to, you know, and the rest of the kids are sitting around laughing. They think it's a joke. And one of them has a phone doing it, phone recording it. So you see.
But that's a problem right there because two rights don't make a wrong. So both the teacher, parent, that deserve a meeting to bring whoever in to have a discussion, to get to the root of it.
Yeah. But that's what we're talking about, people. This is how we operate on a Thursday show. You know, we have things we talk about that we wish you could get on. So just let me drop me some music, whatever you feel like. Drop it, just drop it.
But you know what? I'm just going to hit the button wherever because I'm not sure. You know, I'm just going to hit it.
Rather lay up treasures in heaven where Marvin Russ can make a mess. Why labor for riches like silver or gold when I can't take it to heaven? I'd rather be poor than lose my soul. I hope to gain much more. Heaven open up your door. Heaven open up your door.
From here until 9 o'clock, you can, you know, tune in if you have any opinion about tonight's show or even other shows that we've had. And you know what? Today, I'll just share with you a little bit about the Lumi. So, the trading has begun in Zimbabwe, and also you can physically trade in currencies now with the crypto. They're allowing you to buy combo with the fiat dollar as well as the Lumi as well as crypto. So great things are happening with the Lumi. I'm encouraging everyone to please, please sign up. Go to connect.swiffen.com. Sign up there today at 7 o'clock. There was a show broadcasting on the Swiffen platform. They were celebrating something for Bob Marley today. So we need to get on that platform so you will hear and find out what's happening on the continent. This was happening in Africa. They were having a celebration. Today as well, if you're in the reggae, there's a station here, CBC. It's a huge radio station here in Toronto. So what they're doing, they're going into communities and trying to look for talent. So they're not extended out of Canada, but if you know of, if you have a friend with a talent and need to get on mainstream, this is a mainstream TV station here in Toronto. It's called CBC TV. Just reach out to me. You can DM me on Facebook, Jeanette Lumley. DM me, let me know that you're interested in, or somebody you know who are interested in getting some exposure, and we can get it for you. We can get it through this platform where we will play your music all the time, or even I go on Eglinton TV. We have a TV station, online TV, and now we have mainstream TV now that we can get you. So through this network, we're doing some wonderful things. So I'm going to be playing, I think it's Ekamau coming up next. So I'm not sure of the title there, but it's Ekamau is the artist. So here we go.
Ina boy, Ina boy, Ina boy.
Playing just now. Yes, and yeah, so this is Jeanette, you know, the co-host of this show, which is Wagwan, and with NCRS Radio out of Tampa, Florida. And we're, you know, just letting you know what's really going on. That's what Wagwan means. We broadcast every Thursday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Again, you can send in for requests, you know. If you have a new song that you want to, you need to get some exposure, get it out there. Why not? There's a young man here, 13 years old, coming up. I think it's this Sunday. They'll be having the Juno Awards. So the Juno is equivalent to the U.S. Grammy. And this young man, 13 years old, is up for that Juno. Reggae, it's amazing, you know, at such a young age. They've never had that before. He's the youngest one. So this is what's going on here in Toronto, how we're giving the young ones. And that same CBC TV station will be interviewing him, which will be broadcasting on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, you know, so it will be good to tune in if you can. But through our medium, our platform, we'll be doing a lot more, you know, bringing in music, bringing in news, bringing in anything that we can share with community. So we're looking for your feedback, you know, to let us know what, you know, how you enjoy the show. What you could even send a request in or, you know, give your opinion. What else would you like to see? You know, what can we do to make a difference in the community? Oh, I think I should wait, share that a little bit later. So, yes, you know, I'll be dropping another song. I'm just going down the playlist here because, you know, I've been on the show but never on the internal side. I've always been on the external where I'm always calling in. But so today is the first time and on the on the internal side. And I'm kind of liking it already, all right? So let me just go and find another music and I'll play it. Let me know what you think. This one is by, sorry guys, I can't see the artist here because it's so small. But anyways, I'm just going to choose a song. Here we go. Mother's Day for all the women out there. Even if you're not biologically caring for a child, you play some role. You could be an aunt, a cousin, somebody as a woman. How was your Mother's Day? Mine was excellent. I attended a Mother's Day event that was so positive. We did some great networking, met some wonderful leaders, women in the community. right? So we're great leaders, and this song says, I am woman, confident and strong. And I do believe in that, right? We all have some strength in us. I'm not talking about in terms of education. I'm talking about the role that we play as a mother, as a woman, every day. You imagine you're at home, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, you do a lot of work at home. You have to ensure that those children, breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, if they have to go to school, you have to get them ready. You have to make sure that you get them on the school bus. You do so many things throughout the course of the day. Plus, if you're doing other stuff. So, you know, I commend many women and also fathers as well. There are a lot of fathers out there who are playing the role of a mother, right, who are ensuring that their children are taken care of, you know, throughout the course of the day. So these are feedback we would love to hear. We're going to create a platform for you that you can – hold on, please. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. So, you know, what I'm saying, as a female, as a woman, we play many, many roles. And, you know, it's amazing. I felt so empowered on Sunday to see all these women, you know, come out and, you know, supported the event for a worthy cause. The young lady who hosted that event, she had a reason to host that event in terms of herself, as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, and in terms of her mom who passed away from cancer, as well as a friend that she has now, she decided to take it one step further to raise funds, you know, to pay for professional Nubian people so they can understand us. Because sometimes we go into other culture for service, especially as it relates to us, but they can only take it this far. They cannot go deep like if you go to somebody that looks like us that can help us. Now, for me, yeah, this weekend I'm celebrating my Earth Strong, you know, and I'm really looking forward to it. I will do an extension of last Sunday where now I'm going to have a post-Mother's Day event, and it's going to be a networking event. It's going to be my birthday. I am so excited. I'm looking forward to it. All right? So I am going to be dropping another song. I'm just trying to figure out the names are. Okay, so here's another one by, I'm not sure who the artist. I can't see the artist.
Everybody wants to be your friend. And who's gonna be there? Love you to the end. I wanna be more. Yes, I know.
me to see what you really, really, really mean to me. But I just realize I'm in my time. I just want to make you exclusively mine. So if I have to wait, come to me straight. Give me a time and a day.
Summertime.
Right.
That's more like a Sunday evening kind of music. It's really, really, you know, soothing.
Laid back.
Yeah, you know, you can go out and, that kind of music. Yes. So, guys, Toronto, today was extremely hot. I should say very, very hot. It's unbelievable for me. So we have to say summer is here, although officially it's in June. But it's finally here. Not only that, June 21st and 22nd, the Durham Caribbean Festival will be in Eglinton. Amazing. You know, it's got a good lineup there. Steel, Tanya P, I think Jimmy Reed and a few others will be on that lineup. There will be vendors. It will be in Little Jamaica. You know, things will be happening there for the first time. You, Sam, you know where Durham is, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's coming to Little Jamaica. Just imagine that kind of vibes, you know. You know, so, if the economy, economics will be coming back in the city, especially in our community. So, you know, we're asking if there's any Toronto listeners, hey, come out and support it. You know, we need, that's a Mary Galvin is the promoter for that event. And, you know, I'm just helping her to push it. Also, July 10th, I think 8th, 9th, and 10th is Afrofest. So, again, if no matter where you are in the world, you want to come over, Afrofest is in July. You know, come on down, you know, again, Hezron from Jamaica will be on that. You have D-Flex, who is out of Ghana, will be on that show. You know, it's just next, in a few weeks. Yeah. Oh, this weekend is a long weekend. It's Victoria Day weekend, so we'll have Meet the Motivators, which is more like another motivational kind of event, 2 days, 21st and 22nd. Again, that Miss Jacqueline Dixon will be hosting that event. Then we have on the 28th is Afro Toronto Afro Festival. That's hosted by Afrofest. Dreammakers is a part of this. I'm with the Dreammakers team. So there's a lot of events going on, giving thanks for Toronto. The city is opening back. You know, wherever you are, if you're looking for somewhere to come to Toronto, you won't be bored, because there will be a lot happening. There's no winter here right now. It's not cold. So you can come and buy. You know, today it was exciting to see everybody. People are wearing shorts. It's just amazing. And even now, it's like daylight outside. Normally in the wintertime, at this time, it's darker. I just look out the window. It's like, yeah, exactly. So we have a lot to be thankful here in the city. And as we go through Wagwan, we'll be sharing more and more and more, you know, as we go through. We just have to try to figure out what, you know, what the audience, and we would love to hear from you people. We would love to get your feedback. We would love to hear, you know, what you have to share with us. Maybe in your country, wherever you are, there may might be a show coming up. Send it to us. We can share it for you in terms of announcing it. Come on. Get us busy. You know, give us some stuff to do. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm going to drop another music again. Hungry for Love. Who's the artist on that? Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, this is Diego Jones.
Okay. All right. You know them. Okay. So, So this is Hungry for Love, you guys. Enjoy.
Yeah, I just got a 100.
Yeah. We were you, baby, of a while. We were you, lady, of a time. Didn't you know I need your tender love? So many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days, so many nights. Girl, I have been hungry for love. So many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days, so many nights. Girl, I have been hungry for love. Girl, did you ever think of me? Did you ever dream of me? And my pillow, I did not got no one, girl, to hold me tight. Did not got no one, girl, to treat me right. I know my baby, girl, I have been hungry for love. Girl, I said so many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days. In my heart, now that you have come back home to me, I am not lonely no more. So let's go make love, girl, beneath the sun.
CRS Radio with my co-host Janet on the Move Lumley, and I'm the host, Poetic Sam. So on Saturday you can come visit, stop right here, don't go nowhere, stop right here and listen to Kimmy Chick straight out of the motherland, out of the continent, talking about how she's doing her thing and what's up for her. Kimmy Chick will be here on Saturday. And the next week after, Correction will be here. So we're doing it. We're doing it. All right? This is CRS Radio. What's it, Sam?
Yes, yes. And you know what? We would... Thank you, Sam. And yes, this young lady, she's aspiring, you know. I've been watching her stuff, you know, seeing what she's doing, and she's pushing her stuff, you know. She will be one of them that I believe will one day be on the big, you know, big
stage. Oh,
she's
so eager. She's eager.
Yeah. She's got it in her, and that's why we're here creating this platform for people like her. Even with Cairo, the 13-year-old. One day we can have him on here. I'm gonna see what I could do to see if I could get him on interview to come on, because when they're that young, we need to get them motivated.
We need to
push them. Yes. So you know, I'm
nothing but support.
Yep. I'm so excited about this Wagwan show, and even for your show as well. For me, I'm on Eglinton TV. I've been looking for ways of how I can bring in more content, more opportunity to the network. It will be starting with me, hopefully on the 27th of May, where I'll start interviewing some veteran artists like Ezran. Few artists that will be coming my way that I'll be sitting down with them on that network. So I'm looking forward to that. I've been quiet because, you know, I was just trying to figure out, but it's not going to be quiet anymore. Sunday's my Heart Strong again. I'm going to be bringing the community together. We will be in one room, and also the virtual that started for me in June of last year. I'll be doing a combo with the virtual and also face-to-face on Sunday. I can't wait for it. I'm already imagining what it's going to be like. You know, there will be community business people coming in, you know, where we'll be networking, you know, so we can know who, what services are available out there. Many of us don't have the big bucks to pay out for big advertisements, right? And to me, the best advertisement is word of mouth, right? If you can do that, it's the best way of advertising something.
Reaching
not through. Yes. So I do believe that's all we have to do, that word of mouth. We just have to continue. It's a number one way of marketing, promoting in a face-to-face setting, which is what I'll be doing for my Earth Strong this Sunday, May the 15th. I can't tell you how I feel because I will be jumping out of my chair. But the fact that, you know, COVID kept us locked in under a pandemic for 2 years, and Sam, myself, and many others, we survived. We're
yep.
here. And for me to be celebrating another birthday on Sunday, I give thanks. you know, that's all that matters, you know, and just to be surrounded by some friends. I know Sam will be on, you know, because he can't be here, and I have friends that will be on virtually, right? So I have that platform, plus the face-to-face, you know, we'll be doing our thing. Next Thursday, I will be sharing it more. So lots will be happening, guys, you know, just looking for your support as we build this platform. We want to build a platform that eventually a lot of these artists, we can take them on a show, a virtual show, you know, and have it more than just a listening show. We want to take it where the artists will get an opportunity to actually maybe compete. We don't know. We're looking at ways of how we can spice it up, and we're looking for your support.
Support, you know, support, so, support, support CRS Radio, support the artists, support the other DJs. There's not just myself, you know, there's many more.
Yes,
and we give
the DJs, the disc jockeys, the sound man, all of those people, the producers, it's very important, you know, to keep that vibes going. So that's why we're here, you know, to get this out. We have these platforms. Let's utilize it to the best way that we can, you know, to deliver the message, especially through music. You understand?
Now, you mentioned something. You mentioned something in June, happening in June. Can you put that out there for the audience again, which is like
in
really
June?
Next month? Yeah.
Oh, yes. So the Durham Caribbean Festival, people,
right.
No matter where you are in the world and you're looking for somewhere to go, Toronto, Little Jamaica, so the Durham Caribbean Festival will be happening June 21st and 22nd, guys, here in Toronto. We have artists like Steel, so you can look him up. Very good and easy, a product of Toronto. A reggae artist, but a product of Toronto. I want to highlight that, right? So we have some very, 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 we have Tanya P, Molly Bless, and many others. Next week, I'll have a list of the what will be happening here in Toronto. We're looking for your support. It's the first time it will be in Toronto. Normally, it's been held for 10 years in Durham, which is, what is it, Lassell, about 30 minutes from Toronto, Durham?
Yes, about 30 minutes.
Yeah. So it's about 30 minutes now. They're bringing it to Toronto, which, you know, everybody that comes to Canada, everybody wants to be in Toronto, right? Because everything happens in the, we also call it the six, we also call it the T-dot, right? So everything is happening in the six, in the T-dot.
In the T-dot. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so we, I think the six came from Drake.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the funny thing about that. I was watching something on YouTube last night about one of Drake's producers. One of them I know very, very, very well. We played together and stuff like that. And they were talking that Toronto is one of the places where you go, and you could be walking in Chinatown and hearing a Chinese speaking Jamaican. And the guy is, you know, he's Canadian. And he said, that's so... you know, invigorating to know that such a place, such an island. So when you hear Drake doing stuff, well, my friend, he's Jamaican born as well, been here like forever. He said, when you see some of Drake's stuff, which I knew, you know, it's coming from that end, you know, his producer.
Coming from, great guy. Coming from where?
From, you know, when they hear Drake doing something with, I guess, some reggae to it, or, you know, he's trying to, you know, give you some Jamaican lingo. That means, you know.
Okay.
He had those people in his camp. He has a reggae person in his camp. And Toronto is a place, just like you said a while ago, Toronto is a place that, you know, you'll hear Jamaican dialect anywhere you go in Toronto. So
yes,
that's why I do
yes,
have festival
yes.
will bring it down. You know, they'll
yes,
bring it down.
Yes, yes. Yes, so people.
Yeah, that's my stomping ground, people. That's my stomping
yeah,
ground.
Yeah, we're called, we have, I mean, what, 9 minutes and counting down
yeah,
for
that's
the today's session of the show. I'll be dropping another song, and I'm not even sure. Yeah, I'll be there's one here. Is that David? Yes. So there's one here
David
by David Conscious. Hypocrite, mm-hmm.
right? Right.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that in the world. You know, sometimes we just have to ignore the situation and just, you know, step over or pass over them. Because people will be people. People never will change. But let's listen to what David Conscious has to say about being an hypocrite or being hypocritical.
Almighty Jah Rastafari, the infinite and infeasible omnipotent supreme being. Thyself existence one, protected, redefined by human faith through divine majesty. Emperor is the last CI. Jah Rastafari. My people, behold what's going on in creation, you know. Be a conspiracy, you know, hypocrisy from Mr. Babylon, you know. What you gonna do? No end of coming of labor room. The way them blessed, it really made me vex. To see them Babylon, them a high planet heaven. I want them, want the people, them to do next. Them who don't want to watch up, then I burn to ashes then. Tell a man to them a prevent chaos. I'm a number bias, them bias. The whole land, them a hypocrite. Yaja is watching you, them a hypocrite, long time hypocrite, yeah. Yaja not tell on you, we see that them a hypocrite, holy hypocrite, yeah. Yaja is watching you, them a hypocrite, long time hypocrite, yeah. Yaja not tell on you, I beg a chance, yeah, just the people that to them a represent. It's only corruption, nothing that them a implement. All the wars and crimes, it a get a prevalent. So many viruses and in a coincidence. One of the rebellion artists and a government. Give your breath to the town, strike your goals by missiles. A lot of corruption, me see them just call the wild. Human trafficking, a part of where you play the party. My hypocrite, oh, hypocrite, yeah. Really good for you and me. Illiteracy take the people over poverty. Relieve them from the pains and the strains and agony. Get them while if they're not being on your ignorance. Stop holding down the people with your necromancy. Deceitfulness of your conspiracy. I know I'll be dwelling on them hypocrisies. Them are hypocrites. People suffering and they're dying for hunger. These days on the earth is like the last supper. The trusty Rastafari, he will make things better. Them a hypocrite, holy hypocrite. Yaja is watching you. Them a hypocrite, long time hypocrite. Okay.
we talk of David talk about being who is a hypocrite, you know, in his song there, and that is so true. You know, sometimes we've been around people who are very hypocritical, but if you know how to ride through the storm, sometimes just ignore them. So we're counting down. We have 3 minutes and 43 seconds to go. Any closing remarks, Sam?
Yes. It was awesome leaving you at the control. You did an awesome job. I don't know what the folks out there, if you want to send a word or two about how great she was, and definitely, you know, you got your spot in the air chair. So,
all right, thank you.
And next week, Saturday, hopefully you'll be able to see the titles of the songs a little more clearly, so you can you know, make your choice.
Yes.
But I'm here to help you.
Right. Yes. All right. Yeah. So, people.
Great.
We're getting down to the nitty-gritty of the show. It was nice having you on, having you listening. Hopefully one day we'll be here to hear you or, you know, get your comments and, you know, our show. But until next Thursday, have a good evening. And I'm going to end with, I'm not sure which song. I'm just going to choose a song. Hopefully on the next show we'll have everything all sorted out. So until next week, guys, I'll let you know about my heartstring and everything. Have a good night. Thank you.
On Saturday, don't forget. Come right back here with Kimmy Chick and I. I'll be doing it to do her straight out of the continent. Straight out of the continent. I'm telling you, people.
All right.
We're on the move. Like, just like.
Yes, we are, and I'm going to go ahead, and I'll be closing off with correction again. All right, until such time, have a good evening.
To hold you with all tenderness, to love you forevermore, for better and forward. Just
hold you with all tenderness, to love you forevermore, for better and for worse.
Janet, click the end the episode.